Welcome to Pictures of Grace, a Fraser 365 Advent devotional. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church, and I'm so glad you're on this Advent journey with us. May the Lord bless you today as we learn about His unmerited grace.
Welcome to Day 2, Pictures of Grace, an Advent daily devotional. Today's title is Interrupted by Grace. John Bunyan once said, "Men may fall by sin, but cannot raise themselves up without the help of grace." Our text today comes from Genesis chapter 38, verses 1 through 5. It happened at that time that Judah went down from his brothers and turned aside to a certain Adullamite whose name was Hira. There Judah saw the daughter of a certain Canaanite whose name was Shua. He took her and went into her, and she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Ur. She conceived again and bore a son, and she called his name Onan. Yet again she bore another son, and she called his name Shelah. Judah was in Kizib when she bore him. Today, we begin our study of the account of Tamar found in Genesis 38. The first five verses introduce us to Tamar's future father-in-law, Judah, and her future husband, Ur. Remember their names as we see how God will bring His Son, our Savior, through Tamar's offspring. If you were walking through Genesis, this chapter would seem out of place. Most scholars outline Genesis 37 through 50 as the story of Joseph and his brothers. So why would God put this strange and sinful story of Tamar as an apparent interruption right after the story of Joseph gets started? Well, it's an interruption and illustration of grace, God's grace. Grace that not only is greater than our sin, but grace that is displayed in the family tree of His Son. God's Word has so many interruptions of grace. The fact that God calls Himself the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is a symbol of grace. Abraham is about to sacrifice his son Isaac on the altar, but God interrupts him with a call of grace and a ram as a substitute. When Isaac was old, Jacob tricked him out of the blessing of the firstborn Esau, yet again interrupted with grace and gave Jacob 12 sons. Jacob would be in the lineage of Jesus. In fact, his fourthborn son, Judah, will have physical relations with his daughter-in-law named Tamar. Instead of delivering judgment, God displays His grace and orchestrates it into His plan. This whole story of Tamar starts with Judah not being with his brothers. Maybe he felt guilty because it was his idea to sell Joseph as a slave, as we see in Genesis chapter 37, verses 26 and 27. Whatever the case, Judah moves away from his family and marries a Canaanite woman. This was something that Abraham avoided for Isaac, as we see in Genesis 24, verse 3, and Isaac avoided for Jacob, as is in Genesis 28, verse 1. Judah followed in the footsteps of his uncles, Ishmael and Esau, who both also married Canaanite women. This was strictly forbidden in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 3 and 4. One of the greatest temptations faced by the nation of Israel in their promised land living was conforming to the worldly nations around them. It doesn't take long to fall into sin if you isolate yourself from your faith family and start socializing with those who idolize the world. We can learn a lot from Judah and Tamar. Worldly decisions can have huge spiritual implications. We are all just one step away from sliding into sin, yet God in His love keeps intervening with interruptions of grace. Thank you, Jesus, for your patience, forgiveness, and restoration. As we think about today's reading, let's reflect on the following questions. In what ways has God interrupted your life with His grace? How can you live forgiven without abusing His grace? How does the message of Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15, relate to Judah's decisions when it says, "It's the little foxes that spoil the vine"? Would you please join me in prayer? Thank you, Lord, for the interruptions of grace in our lives. May we not abuse your grace, but truly live forgiven and free. Lord, please take away the things in our lives that do not please you and make us vessels that you can use to do great things for your kingdom. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.